Welcome to episode 1138 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, where we bring you the most intriguing trivia from the internet. Let's get started. First round. The category, did I hear that right? First question. Saturday Night Live character Emily Latella was always confused about why people were upset about these on television. The answer is violins. Interesting fact, Emily Latella was a recurring character played by Gilda Radner on Saturday Night Live. She was known for her humorous misunderstandings, such as mishearing violence as violins. Second question. A coming-of-age novel by Bruce Ducker is titled Lead Us Not Into This NYC Train Depot. The answer is Penn Station. Third question in this round. Hi, I'm Tony Danza. On Friends, Lisa Kudrow's character Phoebe was convinced that this man's song Tiny Dancer was really Tony Danza. The answer is Elton John. Fourth question. George W. Bush once humorously referred to these two trade obstacles as terriers and bariffs. The answer is tariffs and barriers. Fifth question. In a 2000 film, the idiomatically challenged character Trixie speaks of drinking yourself into this South American country. The answer is Bolivia. The character was supposed to say, drinking yourself into oblivion, but got it hilariously wrong. Now on to round two. The category is you're going in with in quotes. First question. This is a polypeptide hormone produced by the beta cells of the islets of Langerhans. The answer is insulin. Second question. Name any of the four anterior teeth in the jaw that are used for cutting. The answer is incisors. Third question. This term is found after disco in a top 40 song and Dante's in a story. The answer is inferno. Fourth question. This 10-letter verb means to introduce into public use by some formal ceremony. The answer is inaugurate. Fifth question. From the Latin for deceitful, this term means stealthily treacherous. The answer is insidious. Let's move on to round three. The category is as you like it with as in quotes. First question. This is a fibrous mineral that was once used to make fireproof articles. The answer is asbestos. Second question. This is a paroxysmal, often allergic disorder of respiration characterized by bronchospasm and wheezing. The answer is asthma. Third question. This is both a village in Berkshire, England, and a scarf with broad ends. The answer is an ascot. Fourth question. In television, this ratio of the width of an image to its height can be 4:3. The answer is an aspect ratio. Fifth question. This is a secluded building, often the residence of a guru, used for the instruction of Hinduism. The answer is an ashram. And now we move to round four. The category is music industry terms. First question. This term refers to taking a snippet of one song and using it in another. For example, Funky Drummer by James Brown is often used. The answer is a sample. Second question. This term describes the practice of incorporating part of an old song into a new song or trying a free piece of cheese at the deli. The answer is sampling. Third question. In digital music sales, this method used to make up about 20% of purchases and downloads were 70%. Now the ratios have reversed. The answer is streaming. Fourth question. This term refers to a hit song from one genre of music that also achieves commercial success in another genre. The answer is a crossover. Fifth question. This is a term for non-reserved general admission seating at a performance venue. It sounds like a type of celebration. The answer is festival seating. And now the final round. The category is completes the movie title. First question. Down and Out. The answer is in Beverly Hills. Second question. Dog Day. The answer is afternoon. Third question. Kind Hearts and the answer is coronets. Fourth question. Jim Thorpe. The answer is All American. Fifth question. Heaven Knows. The answer is Mr. Allison. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more exciting trivia.